Vayturn Shasri and Daf Mem Beis, picking off a Mem Alpha Beis on the bottom of the page by the next statement of the Mishnah. Rav Yossi Omer, Yom Tov. What did we say over there? Rav Yossi had said that if the first day of Yontif falls out on Shabbos, Yom Tov Rishon Shalchag, Shalchag Yom Tov Shabbos, right? If Sukkot falls on Shabbos, V'shochag, and you forgot. I'm reading from the Mishnah. V'hotzi Yisalul V'shishar, you brought in Jerusalem or Rabbim, you're going to be putter. V'nei Shahotzi V'rishus, because you brought in Rishus. Rashi explained, because he's so tired in the mitzvah, he's still thinking about the mitzvah, such a beautiful thing. It's okay. The guy, he's not going to be chayef. Not going to be chayef. So Zok the Gemara, Rav Yossi Omer Yom Tov, Amar Abaye, when is this true? Beep, turn the page. Daf Mem Beis, Lo Shanu Ella Shelo Yatzebo. This is only if you weren't yet Yotze the mitzvah of Lulav. Aval Yatzebo Chayev. If you already did the mitzvah, then you're going to be Chayev. Rashi explains, Lo Shanu the Potter, Ella Shelo Yotze de Chovas de Tila Kodim Shiotzio. If you hadn't yet brought it out, you weren't Yotze before you brought it out. Why? Because now you're tarred in the mitzvah, and therefore it's Tabit of our mitzvah. But if you're already Yotze before you brought it out, then you're no longer Tabit of our mitzvah. And you're not torid me'ashta b'mitzvah la'ososa. So therefore, you would actually be chayiv in such an instance. In fact, the Gemara, well, hold on a second. Then when are you ever going to have a case that you're going to be able to go ahead and be bringing it out into Rishus HaRabim and that you haven't yet fulfilled the mitzvah? Homi da'ag be nofak be. As soon as you pick it up, you're yotze. You're yotze the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is to go and take for yourself the lulav and esrog, to take everything. And once you bring it up, immediately you're going to be yotze. And immediately you're yotze, then you bring it out, and you're never going to have an opportunity to be putter. As a Gemara, Rabbi Kishahavchu, we're talking about a case when you carried it upside down. And Rashi points out that ain yotzen men ela derech gedila son. You're only yotze if you did it, if you carried it, if you did it, the Hashem Yazor today, Junior, if you picked it up. Derech Gedilas, and the way that it actually grows, which is up. And this is a Gemara that's going to be in Daf Mem Hei Amud Beza. It's like Zok the Masur Sashas, base of Rashi. So therefore, he says, you carry it upside down, and therefore, you didn't yet fulfill the mitzvah, and now you're chavi, so covered in the mitzvah, so you're going to be putter. Rav Amar Fila Tamish Lavcha, Rav says, give us another answer. Even if you say you didn't flip it over, still, it could be a case of Tarid. Hachamay Eskidin, Kedosh Yotziyab a Kli, you brought it in a Kli. You weren't actually holding it, you were holding it in a Kli. It was in a Kli. Aye, Frek the Gemara, throwback to Daf Lamed Zayin. Don't we know that he says, Ravahu Da'amar Likicha, he did over Achashma Likicha. If you take something through something else, then it's considered that it is Davar, that it, it is considered a lekicha. So even through taking it on some sort of kli, still it's going to be like you took it, and therefore you should be yotze the mitzvah. This is no hani mili derakava. That when is it true that if you take out the yachid, that's going to be like you take it? That's if you did derakava. Rashi says, for example, you did with a sudar, with some sort of handkerchief that you wrapped around it. And in such a case, then that'd be the case. You're right. Aval derech bizoyim. If it's on do a bizoyim like on a kara, like on a plate or something, lo, then it's not going to work. It's not going to be considered a lekicha, and therefore you bring it out. In that circumstance, that also is another example, another way of answering up how you could not be yotze by picking it up and be potter still. Amr Rav Huna, Omer Hayy Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, a continuous, we can go in and explain, based off this principle that of Rav Yossi, that he would also say in another circumstance, Olas Ha'of, Shenimtzeis Bein Agapayim. Let's say you have an Olas Ha'of. Now, we know, what's an Olas Ha'of? There's a carbon that we bring in Ola, carbon Ola, you don't eat any of it, right? It's Kula La'ashem. And the Olas Ha'of, Shenimtzeis Bein Agapayim, let's say it's found with another, a bunch, an agaf is like a, is our wings. So it's found with a bunch of other birds, but it's found that it's mixed up with Olas Chatas Ha'of, we know, is eaten by the Kohen. He gets to eat the entire thing. So Olas Ha'of is not eaten at all. Chatas is. So what happens if Olas Ha'of, Shenim Tzis Ben Agapayim, V'kasav Chatas Ha'of, V'achal, you thought it was a Chatas Ha'of and you ended up eating it, even though they're not really done, their process isn't done in the same place by the Mizbeach, there are times when it is done at the same place, if necessary, if there's an overflow, if they have no space. So if that ends up happening, it gets mixed up. And Rashi points out that sometimes they would put the bird down after they did Malik on it, and it, you know, until it finished its mefarchesing, until it's like finished all shaking and And then you pick it up. What happened? You picked up the wrong one. You thought it was a chatas of, but you really ate an olas of. Then we would say, Rav Yossi would say, in such a case, putter, that you're also going to be putter because, you know, the same principle. In fact, the Gemara, my kamash malon, what exactly are you teaching me? The tub is our mitzvah putter? Coming to tell me something, a mistake in a dvar mitzvah, you putter. Hanuach, that's the same halacha. We say it by a lulav, person's tov dvar mitzvah, they go, they take out the lulav because they're trying to do it, that they're going to be putter. And here, they're going to be putter. What's the chiddush? What are you trying to add over here? The Gemara, no. Ma'u detema, hasem hu, the tov dvar mitzvah, putter. Only there, by tov dvar mitzvah, you're going to be putter by the lulav. Why? Hainu, the oven mitzvah, because you actually did the mitzvah. When you took the lulav out, you weren't allowed to carry it on Shabbos versus a rabbim. When you went out and you carried it over there, so therefore you're over in Isser. But at the end of the day, you actually did a mitzvah. You were targeted in the mitzvah, and you did the mitzvah of lulav. Aval hacha, but in this case, with the ola sa'of, the tov dvar mitzvah, v'lo avin mitzvah, you made a mistake, and you didn't end up doing a mitzvah. The mitzvah to eat the carbon of the chatas, but not of an ola, so you end up not, you made a mistake, and you didn't even end up doing a mitzvah. Then aim a low, maybe you should say, in that such a case, we would say that you're not off the hook, and you're going to be chayav, and a carbon me'ila for using something of hektish we weren't allowed to. Kumash Malan comes to tell you, not like that, that in such a case as well, Rav Yossi would also agree with the fact that the tov dvar mitzvah is going to be a putter. Mei svei frakte gemara kasha Rav Yossi Omer, Rav Yossi Omer. Don't forget, this is Rav Huna who is saying, yeah, that Rav Yossi would also say in this case that you would do that as well by the Olasov. Now we frak the kasha and Rav Huna says, Rav Yossi Omer, we know what Rav Yossi says. Ashochit es atomit she'eino mevukar kilchaso b'shabbos. Rashi adds in a word, in such a case, you're going to be chayev chatas. Now, what are we talking about? The carbon tamid had to be brought every single day. But we also know that they would have the animals were ready to go, and they would have to go, and there was a certain amount of time that they needed in order to check to make sure that it was A-OK and good for shechita. And one of the things that they would do, the amount of time it took was 4 days. Even though the carbon tumid is Doche Shabbos, only if it was checked beforehand and it was a 4-day process, and they had to make sure that it was ready to go. But if not, then it's a problem. What's going to be the din? Rav Yossi is speaking up here. Chayev Chatas v'tzarech tumid acher. Not only is it that you need to bring another tumid, so chayev chatas. Oh, but you was tar b'dvar mitzvah. But yet he's saying you're chayev chatas. So what do you see? You see over here pretty clearly, Rav Yossi would not say that you're off dog, even though you're tar b'dvar mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Amarlei. No, he says back, bar minadahi. Don't bring me a raya from that. You know why? The ha'itmar law, because we say on that, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Chitoy, Amar Rav Amnu Nesaba, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ashen, Amar Rav Hun, Amar Rav, Kigon Sheviu Milis Kashanim Uvakarin. That case is talking about where he went to the lishka, which is the pen, the chamber, where they used to go out and keep the animals. And he went to the one that wasn't mevukar, the ones where they didn't keep the ones that were investigated and checked. So if he went to the wrong one entirely, then that's already no longer considered tub, dvar, mitzvah, or something like that. That's called like karvlim, the mazed. Because he wasn't careful at all to even look where he was going and which one he was checking. And therefore, that's why a person is going to be chayev chatas in that case. But he still would say, tov dvar mitzvah, it's going to be putter. Beautiful. Up to the next Mishnah. Mikabelis isha miyad bina umiyad baila umachziraso lamayim b'shabbos. A woman is allowed to go ahead and receive and take from the hands of her sons and from the hands of her husband. This is talking about the lulav. And she can go ahead and machzir lamayim b'shabbos. She can put it into water on Shabbos. Fascinating. Rashi says, shelo yichmosh, in order that it not start to wither. So it shouldn't start to wither. It shouldn't get all messed up. She can go out and do such a thing. Rabbi Huda omer b'shabbos machzirin. On Shabbos, you're allowed to go and you're allowed to put it back. Right? But b'yom tov mosifin. On yontif, you're even allowed to add to the water. Rashi says, b'shabbos machzirin, mikan nutlu yom. You took it from there that day. But you're not allowed to add water. And you certainly can't switch the water to pour out this one and to put other ones that are cold, right? Because that's going to be tarach l'takuni man. It's considered like tikkun man, which you can't do on Shabbos. So he says that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shabbos, Machzirin, b'yomtov mosifin, you can actually add water on Yontif. And, right, because it's not considered a problem to add a little bit of water. U'bemoid machlifin and cholomoid, you could even go ahead and be michlaf, you could even go ahead and change the water. Rashi says, b'chol shalmoid, mitzvah l'achlif, it's a mitzvah to go ahead and do it. Katan yudei l'anei lulav. Let's say you have a katan that goes out and he knows how to shake that lulav. And he has a chiev to go ahead to start doing it. Obviously, it's a chiev of chinuch. We're not talking about a chiev real, but a chiev of chinuch to go ahead to do the mitzvah of lulav. Frak the gemara, pshita. Like, obviously, what's the problem? Why wouldn't she be allowed to go and take your lulav and put it in the water? Ma'od the tamis is a gemara. You may have thought, holy shalabas chiyuvai. Since a woman is not a bas chiyuv, she doesn't have to do lulav at all because it's a mitzvah sishes man grama. Emalotikabla. Maybe you think she's not even allowed to touch it at all. As she says, delegaboyik isur tilta. Maybe it's muksafer. Kamash malon comes to tell you, not like that. As Rashi says, given the royal intiyas and nashim toris kli alav, since it's royal and fitting for a man to go and take it, therefore it's called like a kli, and winter betilta lakol. Everyone's allowed to go ahead, and move it. So there's no issue of mux over there. That's why I had to spell it out, because you would have thought maybe not. Next, we said, katan yudel, and then they have a child knows how to go ahead and shake the lulav. And what's the deniest to go ahead and he has to do the mitzvah of lulav? Now we're going to bring a bunch of different ideas in this realm. Tanur Abanan. Katan yudel and anei chayv lulav. Katan knows how to go and shake it. He is chayv in lulav. Like Rashi says, l'chancho. It's in chinuch mi divrayim. Maybe a button to get in. L'satev chayv etzitzis. If he knows how to go out and to wrap himself, then he's chayv to go out and he has to wear mitzvah. He has to wear tzitzis. Lishmar tefillin, if he knows how to be careful with his tefillin, Rashi says he knows not to go into the bathroom. So he comes to him, then in such a circumstance, aviv lokeach lo tefillin, his father should go ahead and buy tefillin for him. Yodei aladaber, if he knows how to speak, then aviv lomdo Torah kriyishma, his father should teach him Torah and kriyishma. Torah ma'i, what does that mean, Torah? It means, Amar Rav Amnuna, famously, Torah, 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 tziva lanu Moshe, morasha kehilas Yaakov. Right, so you should go and teach this pasuk, Torah, tziva lanu Moshe, morasha kehilas Yaakov. All those listening who have children that are very young, aren't speaking yet, or just starting to speak, this is what you teach your kid. Kriyishma ma'i, what does it mean, kriyishma? You teach him kriyishma, it means pasuk rishon. He should know the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, know that there is. You should know how to say Shema. Hayodei l'shma gufo. If somebody knows how to go out and guard his body, what does this mean? Guard his body. Rashi says mitumas maga umasa va'oil. He knows how to be careful when it comes to tuma of maga of touching or masa or carrying or oil or being an oil of something with the dead body or something which is tabe. Then ochlen al gufo tyrus. That means if his body comes into anything of a question of whether this affects Tyros, that the guy knows enough. The kid knows how to be careful. If he knows if he's Tahor, that he's not going to go ahead and touch something which is, if he knows if he's Tameh, he's not going to touch things after a main Tahor, so we could trust such a thing. But Rashi points out, Lav Dafka, that means if he touches something with his hands, that's the case. Because Yadayim, that's a whole other level. You have to be careful with Yadayim even more with the guf. So therefore, maybe we wouldn't rely on the fact that he touched it. And then the Gemara goes Vaita, that Lishma is Yadav, if he gets to a degree where he knows that he'd be careful even with his hands, he's careful even with what he touches over there. So then the same idea, then Ochan al Yadav, Tyrus, even through his hands, we go ahead and we can eat certain things. Hayodei Alishael. We're holding with a kid who's at an intellectual level that he could be able to be asked if he is Tameh or not Tameh, meaning maybe he touched something which is Tameh, maybe he didn't. And he knows how to go ahead and to respond to such things. He knows how to say, either Rashi says, Shim Sholon Oson Nagata Betumazu, he knows to say yes or no, or I don't know. Then the din is as follows. If this is a case of, let's say, he doesn't know, he says, I don't know. Then Bershusa Yachid Sveiko Tameh. The Shusha Yachid, if it files that in such a place, then it's going to be Tameh. This we learn in Masecha Sota, that a Suffolk, Suffolk Tameh, Bershusha Yachid, is going to be Tameh. And Bershusha Rabin, Sveiko Tahor, is going to be Tahor. Hayodea Lifros Kapov, let's say the kid knows how to go ahead, obviously we're talking about a coin over here, he knows how to do, he knows how to duchen, basically. And Cholkin Lo Truma, the Beis HaGronos. a coin that's a katan, we don't go ahead and we just, you know, just give them truma openly. The Beis HaGranos, which is an open place, everybody sees it and it's obvious. Because we will maybe send it to his house, he can have it, but we're worried that people are gonna think like, oh, this is, you can't go in and do this to a katan, he doesn't know how to deal with it. It's a bizayim for the truma. Because that, right, only if a person is a bucky to guard it, then you can go ahead and you can give it to him. So what happens is that if he's doing the Sias Kapayim, then people are going to think like, oh, must be is the ability, he knows what's going on, then it's valuable. He's mature enough to be able to go ahead and get this stuff. And therefore, when we see that this kid, he knows how to do it, Lifros Kapov, then Chokon Lachuma Beis HaGranos, that's where we begin the process of doing such a thing in an open fashion that people are going to see. Beep, turn the page, Membeis. Hayodei Lishchot Ochle Meshchita, so let's say you have a katan, he knows how to do Shchita, then you let it go ahead, you can have it. Rashi says, Laman, La'amein, Ayodei Lishchot, La'amein Yad of Lishchita. He knows how to, train his hands to do shchita, even though she ain't a bucky, because shchita may not be a bucky, still he knows how to do it. It's going to be muter lechem shchita. So, like Rav Huna says, v'hu shegadol omed al gabav. That's if you have a gadol that's standing over him, v'rosh lo shav lo daras, and they saw he didn't do anything that's going to pass over the shchita. He didn't wait, he didn't tear it, right? In any way, some which is going to be not okay. So, if they go and they watched over it, then it's going to be fine. Amar Rav Huna, v'hu shegadol omed al gabav. Right, so you see, the Gemara itself says it. That's when a gadol is omed al gavav. Now, yachol lechol kezayis dagon. One would have, you would have thought, I read that totally wrong. Sorry. Yachol lechol kezayis dagon. As soon as a kid gets to a stage where he's able to eat a kezayis of dagon, Rashi says, kol chamish zamidim kari dagon. All the five grains are called dagon. Chitin, tsarin, kuspin, shibol, shual, and shifon. Rye, wheat, spelt, oats, and barley. I didn't say that in the right order. When a kid has the ability to eat, they start eating these type of things, the five grains, then machikin mitzoso mimiragav arba amos, we have to distance ourselves from his tzoaf when he uses the bathroom. As she said, mishalkul gazayas me'elu b'chol inyan achila shetzoas minim halalu mitzvachas. Then the tzoah, the feces, it starts to become really disgusting when it becomes from real food. You have to move away dalet amos. It's talking about in reference to kriyishma and tefillah. You have to distance yourself. That's only has the ability to go ahead and to eat it. Well, kidei achilas pras, the amount of time that it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, in, which is about somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes. If you can pull it off by then this is the case. Amar Rav Chiya Berei, the Rav Yeva, ubegadol afa pisha eni yochol lecho b'gdei chespas. Even if he's not able to get his chespas, still you have to go ahead and you have to distance yourself. Dalet amos. Dichsev, as the pasuk says, v'yosef das yosef machov. The literal definition of this is that Yosef Das, one who increases knowledge, Yosef Machov, increases, Machov literally means pain, Rashi says, Masriach, means that stuff that he uses in the bathroom gets more and more disgusting. So even if you can't eat that amount, still you have to go ahead and you'd have to distance yourself. Yochel Lechel Kezayis Tzli, let's say he's able to have a Kezayis that is Tzli, which is roasted, Shochten alav the Pesach, then we go out and we're shechten on him the Pesach. In other words, he is considered part of a Bnei Chabura. And he has to eat for the Pesach. And if not, then not. As the Pesach says, Ish lefi achlo techasu haroi lechila, techosu. Sorry, Ish lefi achlo techosu, which means haroi lechila, someone's right to actually be able to eat it. Shenemar, oh, there you go, there's a Pesach. Ish lefi achlo. Rabbi Huda Omer, Achi yachu levarer achila. He's not going to be part of the Karban Pesach until he's able to go ahead and be Mavari's eating, which means he can make a distinction with things that can be eaten and things that are not able to be eaten. Ketzad, how do you work that out? Nosalot tsror vizarko, egos venotlo. If you give him a tsror, a rock, and he throws it away, and you give him an egos, a nut, and he actually goes and takes it and he eats the nut, then you know that this is a kid that's part of the Karban Pesach. Hadron Allah Lulava Gazal. My friends, you know our minug. We said we're gonna Hadron Allah, so let's actually Hadron Allah. Zok the Mishneh on Daf Chav Tesamabez. Lulava Gazal, Vayavish Puzzle, Shashev Shirachas Puzzle. All right, now we are Yotze Viter. We are now up to the next Perek Revi'i. Starting the fourth Perek of Meseches Sukkah. Perek Lulav Ve'arava. Okay, let's Be'ez Hashem at least be able to delve into the Mishnah. In this Mishnah, we're going to jump into a bunch of different things that we do and how many days we do it on Sukkos. Lulav Ve'arava Shisha Ve'shiva. The Lulav, they take the Lulav, and the Arava, we know that there was a mitzvah in the Mikdash that we used to do the Lulav was all 7 days. And there was Arava, they used to take this Arava and walk around the Mizbeach with it in the Beis HaMikdash. But we know that the mitzvah of Lulav outside of Beis HaMikdash was only for the first day, and after that, okay, it was Misakin to do it, Zeichel HaMikdash, but Lamaisa only one first day is Daraisa. Shisha V'Shiva, sometimes it's going to be Docha Shabbos, and therefore it's going to be 7, and sometimes it's not Docha Shabbos, and therefore it's going to be 6, and we're going to explain what that means. Hallel V'HaSimcha Shmona. Hallel and Simcha is 8. Hallel, we know to say the entire Hallel, not part of it, not a chatzi, but an entire one. And the reason why we do that, Rashi points out that the Gemara in Erechin says, "Mefarish ma'ishna mi Pesach." Pesach, we don't say a full Hallel, but we say half one. And here you say a full one is because you may achag chalukim bekarbonosay, and since the karbonos are different than every day, therefore we end up saying an entire Hallel each day. Simcha, what's simcha? Lechol baser shlamim, to have the baser of the shlamim. The kaim alone we learn in Pesachim, that the time of the Beis HaMikdash is kaim, there's only simcha with baser. As the Pesach says, v'zavachta shlamim ve'achatav sham v'samachta. I mean, even though this Pesach really is not with the Shalosh Regalim, rather it's written by Har Grizim Har Evel, therefore, we learn out this idea. Now, the Hallel V'Simcha is going to be Shmona, that's for 8 days, including Shmini Atzeres. Sukkah V'Nisach HaMayim Shiva, the sitting in a sukkah and the Nisach HaMayim, that which we used to do, oh wow, there's no joy like to bring the Simcha, based on Shueva, based off the Simcha of the Nisach HaMayim, that was brought, as Rashi points out, every time they would bring the Karban Tamid in the morning during Sukkot, it would also add to it the, besides the fact that they would bring the wine that they would bring with the Nisach HaYayin, also the Nisach HaMayim that was done, but not at night, Rashi points out, only during the day. So Sukkot V'Nisach HaMayim Shiva. HaChalil Chamisha V'Shisha. The flute was done for either 5 days or 6 days, depending on whether or not it fell out on Shabbos or not. And it's also not done on Yontif. So therefore, if the first day of Yontif falls out on Shabbos, so then you're going to end up doing it for 6 days. And if it ends up being because there's only Shabbos and Yontif come together the first day, and then the other 6 days you can do it. But if it ends up falling out that it's that Shabbos and Yontif, the first day does not fall on Shabbos, but rather it's on a weekday, so you can't do Yontif or Shabbos, it ends up being only 5. That's what, by the way, what's the Chalil? What is this, flute? Rashi says it's a Simchas Beis HaShoeva. They were so excited and happy because of the fact of this Chag and because of the Sheiva, the Nisach HaMayim, and therefore they would go and they would have a lot of musical instruments and things like that, but it's not Docha Yontif, it's not Docha Shabbos. Therefore it's either 5 or 6. Lulav Shiva Ketzad. Now when we said in the beginning, we said the Lulav is going to be 6 or 7. Lulav Shiva Ketzad. How does it turn out that it's going to be 7? If this turns out to be, if let's say that it's the Yom Tov Rishon, oh, let's say it falls out, the Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechalios B'Shabbos. So the first day of the Chag falls out in Shabbos, Rashi says, Yom Tov Rishon Dachi Shabbos, it actually knocks off Shabbos. Therefore, it's going to end up being that it's going to be 7. Lulav Shiva, then it ends up being 7 days. V'shar kol yamim shisha. But if it falls out that the first day of Yom Tov falls out one of the other days, then it's only going to end up being 6 days because it's not Docha Shabbos unless it's the very first day. Rashi says, even though minatora, the kol shiva who minatora b'mikdash, really we know it's something which is all 7 days midaraisa in the mikdash. Still, it's lo dachi, and we're going to get into the Gemara is going to explain why that is so over here. Arava shiva, okay, he said, how do you have the fact that Arava is going to be 7? When do you find that? That's of yom shvi shel Arava shechalios b'Shabbos. If the 7th day of falls out on Shabbos, then you go and you do Arava Shiva, because then it's Docha Shabbos. V'shar kol yom, if it's the rest of the days, then it's only going to be Shisha, only 6, because it's not Docha Shabbos, if it doesn't fall out on the very last day. That we're going to see why. Mitzvah's Lulav Ketzad. What's the Mitzvah of Lulav? How does it work? Rashi says, B'yom Tov HaRishon Shechalios B'Shabbos Ketzad. If Yom Tov HaRishon falls out on Shabbos, so then what would you do? So they do as follows. Yom Tov HaRishon Shechag Shechalios B'Shabbos. Molichan Shulveim L'Harabai. So they would go and they bring their Lulav by Harabai. So they would bring it, this is done Erev Shabbos, like we saw the other day. The Chazanim Mekablamen, the Chazanim, these are Shamoshin,
the shamishes, you know, the helpers, shahaya. Show Yisrael and Tzach Yisibar, they're there for the Tzach Yisibar. They would go in and they would collect all of them. They would become a son. V'sodin o'son al-gabi itzibar. They would set it up on this, like, platform, on these benches. V'azakin ha-menichin ha-shalahem b'lishka. They would go and they would leave it in a lishka in some sort of chamber on the side. That's what they used to do in order that they shouldn't get injured. Rashi says that they would have these places for them to sit all over the place. And therefore they would set it up on these things. And the elder people, they were scared that they shouldn't get trampled the next day when everyone comes to take what belongs to them. Therefore, they would put it in a separate lishka, a separate chamber. Malandos some lomer, and then they would go and they would teach the people. Rashi says, Beis Din would go and teach us kulam lomer. Everyone should go and say that yavol im yavol lulavo liadi lidei chaver. If my lulav comes to my friend's hands, arei shlo, it's his b'matana. Kedei shlo ye atzlo lo gazol lo shol, because you can't have gazol lulav gazol lulav shol. Kol mi shamigia lulavi. Liado harehu lo matana. So they teach him to say that. Lamachar, the next day, what happens on Shabbos itself? Mashkinim would buy, and everyone would get up and they would start running towards the Beis Hamikdash. And v'chazanim zorkin or something of them, they're going to throw the love in front of him. Hey, mechatfin umakan ishes rei gechaver. And would grab, and everyone would be hitting each other. Because you're all bezin shaboli, the sakana bezin saw this is going to cause sakana. His skinu, then they set up. Shehei kol echad v'echad not up. So each one of them should do it on Shabbos. It would do it only in his house. And they shouldn't be doing it in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here, ending off this Mishnah. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.